Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dear friends, happy to be back. We now have verse 24, where Sanjaya, the illustrious disciple of Srila Vyasa Mahamuni, he is now saying something. So, chapter 1, text 24, Sanjaya Uvacha, Evam Ukto Rishikesho, Budakeshena Bharata, Sena Yorvayor Madhye, Ratham Sthapayitva Rathottamam. Sorry, Sthapayitva Rathottamam. Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharat, having thus been addressed by Arjun, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. So just so that our audience can get a clear mental picture, line after line after line after line of chariot soldiers, soldiers on elephants, on horseback, then the infantry, and they're all trained under the able guidance of Dronacharya and Bhishmadev on the Kaurava side, Drishtadyumna, Yudhishthir, Pandava, Bhima, Nakul, Sahadev, and so many other friends of the Pandavas. And all of them looking illustrious like many suns and gleaming golden armor and very unusual situation has turned up here. Suddenly, this, like if you take in today, the drone photography is very much prominent. So if you take a drone image, suddenly a small chariot just moves from the Pandava side, and there's a huge no man's land where nobody's there and just stops there. So Krishna takes the fine chariot, keeps it in the midst of both parties. Oh, wondering as to why Arjun, what exactly is happening now? So, look at what Sanjay is saying. Evam ukto Rishikesho Gudakeshe. Arjuna is called Gudakesh. Gudaka means sleep, and Gudaka means also ignorance. So Arjuna is somebody who has conquered darkness. So when does one become a Gudakesh? When you become a master of this material world or material senses. So was Arjuna committing a mistake? Or Acharya says no. He is constantly with Krishna, so he cannot be misdirected. All these years, in the most difficult of times, Krishna was always there to guide. Now, there are so many instances in Mahabharata, we may not have time to go through all of them. But when Durvasa Muni came and tested them, then the Yaksha Prashna thing. So all the time, Krishna is directly or indirectly helping them. So regarding darkness in this beautiful scripture called Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andhakar. Krishna is like the sun. So illusion is like Maya. So Gudaka, ignorance, and Maya, darkness and light always there side by side. We have the example of sunlight and darkness. Turn your gaze up, look at the sun, only light. Turn your back towards the sun, look down, and there's a shadow. Who made the shadow? The sun. So is there any place in the sun where there is a godown of shadows? No. So who makes evil? The world is kind of losing their head. How can a God allow evil? How can a kind God, good God allow evil? Now that's a big issue. We don't want to delve into theodicy now, the problem of evil. But is it common sense? The sun creates a shadow. The sun creates darkness. But the sun doesn't have any shadow on it. So, Vaishnava understanding is these two things exist simultaneously. But wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness or Maya. Now, this is 5,000 years ago. Arjuna is taking his chariot in the midst of the battlefield. Today, May 2023, how does it help in your and my life? Well, if somebody wants an immediate escape from the influence of Maya, just remain in touch with Krishna. Maya will not touch you. If you remain in sunshine, no question of night or darkness. So, in fact, Srila Prabhupada gave an engineering kind of a solution. Take a plane, fly your plane towards the west, and you will never get night. Because night would be just behind you. So start your plane in the morning and go to the west, keep on going. So you can go on for 3, 4, as many days, you'll never get night. Similarly, take the plane or the vehicle of Bhakti Yoga and just go towards Krishna, always keeping in touch with Krishna, and you are Gudakesh. You will never get darkness. Maya cannot touch you. There is a slight, the small story I would like to share. Why Arjuna was called the conqueror of sleep and darkness. Arjuna was studying in Acharya Drona's Gurukul. So there were servants who would, there were princes. So the Kshatriya warrior princes were served by servants. Acharya Drona once told his servant, make sure that wherever Arjuna takes his meals, there should be no darkness. There should always be some light. One night, however, the wind blew out his light while Arjuna was eating. And being a 24/7 learner, perennial learner, always alert, he continued to eat out of habit. And then suddenly, boom, one thought came in his mind. Hey, if I could eat in the dark, why can't I practice archery in the dark? And that's how all day learning and all night practicing. So that's what it takes to become a master archer. So for all of this, he's called Gudakesh. Anything you would like to add or reflect here?
The only thing that I can, point that I can take it for myself, it's a very tense situation as you set up in the beginning. You know, you gave us a drone footage of what's happening at Mahabharata. It was kind of live right now watching the live commentary. When that drone footage was given, I was just thinking, in such an intense situation, Arjuna to take a time to think, and it sort of shows about Arjuna a lot. We are too quick on the conclusions. We have got into this habit of saying, there is no time. And what we do, we may go and spend time on Facebook and WhatsApp and whatnot, but we have got the standard response, no time. When there is no intensity of situation, however, there's a war which has been declared, the conches are blown, which means now you can start shooting. Even at that point of time, Arjuna is saying, well, wait a second. Why don't I just go and see who I have assembled here to fight? So that's something very interesting and amazing, that how is taking a time out. In other words, in such a tense situation, he's still taking a time out to think for himself. I guess there's a big lesson for me to learn, learn to give up this habit of saying no time. And when it comes to spirituality in particular, when we ask people, why don't you take time to read Bhagavad Gita? Arey, aaj to marne ka samay nahi hai. Aap Bhagavad Gita padhne ki bol rahe ho. Well, I guess I would say Krishna chose this whole situation for Arjuna. Arjuna and Krishna could have had discussion on Bhagavad Gita maybe at leisure after the end of the day. But Krishna kind of created a situation, had a situation for all of us to note that if Arjuna can hear the message of Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna is going to tell in short span of time, in such an intense situation, then you and I, and for all of us, for all the time to come, we can never say or give an excuse of no time.
Wonderful, wonderful. There is a favorite thing of mine that what if Arjuna could have been given a note that just fight the war, about 25 kilometers from here, there is a nice resort, I own it, and there is a nice banyan tree, and we can have a nice sitting place below that, a babbling brook, birds chirping, the sun rising, and with a nice chilled glass of coconut water or Mosambi juice or having some fruits and some sweets. You keep on asking questions and I can answer them. You can have the whole day pass like that. Normally, ashrams, hermitages, they're all described like that. Very beautiful, calm, clean, serene places. The only thing is that for us Kali Yugi Jivas, it could be just daydreaming. We don't have that life. We don't have the luxury. And if at all there is a discussion which takes place in that beautiful setting, people could complain that this is not real. Look at my life. I don't have the luxury of going to some place in the Himalayas and learning meditation there. So Krishna, knowing the situation, makes spirituality come alive right in the midst of a battlefield. Like sometimes when we go out for our Gita book distribution, one time one person said that it's a shame you ISKCON people have brought the Gita out in the street and on the gutter side you are selling it. So I said, sir, it's emergency. When there is a battle going on, like in the Kargil war, there is a field hospital where right at the foothills of the Kargil mountains, you tell soldiers who have frostbite or who have mortar trauma that, you know, just don't die for the next 10 days. We'll take you back to Dehradun or Mussoorie. No. So the Gita, I think by this particular dialogue that, you know, what do I do? I need to take some time out to understand. Now, as we'll see, what Arjuna sees by his own vision doesn't help him. In fact, it's a spiral, downward spiral, just going down and down in the depths of despair. But as you rightly said, here is a thinking person. Here is an intelligent person. Here is a considerate mind. Here is a compassionate mind. Although in second chapter, this compassion is not given that bit of a high marks by Prabhupada for genuine reasons, which we'll see later. But no doubt, we don't find anybody in the opposite party kind of having any thought process. Just kill. Enjoy the kingdom, extra kingdom, gold, wealth, whatever. Die, go to the heavenly planets and then have Ramba, Upsara, Urvashi with one nice cup of somaras in your hand. Arjuna is not selfish. Krishna is not selfish. And certainly not impractical, not giving us a pie in the sky kind of spirituality. But a more like, hey man, you are in New York metro. You are in Pune, Hinjavadi, whatever. You are in Bangalore, Infosys, Intel, whatever. You are an astronaut, or you are in a slum area, or you are tackling pollution issues. I am there. I help my devotee Arjun bang in the midst of two armies. I didn't give him any excuse that this is not a time for spirituality. Just do your own thing and then we'll sort it out later. No. No moment today is not the moment for spirituality. In fact, the muckier your solution, the sweeter the fragrance of the Gita lotus which will spring in your heart.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you so much. So we kind of get two takeaway from here. If we summarize this particular discussion with what we just had.
Please go ahead.
Why Arjuna is called as Gadakesh. You narrated a beautiful story about that, how he was very serious and about his education, and that's what brought him to a place where he cannot conquer sleep and conquer ignorance. And the second aspect, which actually we are probably yet to discuss about, again, Krishna is addressed as Rishikesh, who is the master and controller of senses. Interestingly, one who is the master and controller of the senses is being ordered today to drive a chariot onto the battlefield. And here we kind of also reflected on what we can actually learn for ourselves. And the point was, despite such a tense situation, Arjuna is taking a time out to think. He's really being a thoughtful person. And I'm glad he was a thoughtful person. Otherwise, we wouldn't have an opportunity to become thoughtful in this lifetime. The whole Bhagavad Gita came because he became thoughtful and he made this request to take the chariot ahead. If the chariot wouldn't have moved in that direction, which is going to move now, we'll see in the next verse, I don't think so. This section of Bhagavad Gita would have been there in Mahabharata, or maybe something else would have been there. So the point is, we should never ever rush into decision makings or ever give an excuse that I have no time. If Arjuna cannot make that excuse, we should not. And very nicely, Shaman to made it, you know. What was the last statement again? The murkier your life is, to that degree, the fragrance of the lotus of Bhagavad Gita becomes more wonderful. Maybe you want to repeat that.
See, the lotus springs in one of the most muckiest or dirtiest of places, Pankaja. So the as bad situation in your heart, if you take the Bhagavad Gita, the lotus of the Gita's knowledge, that comes from Krishna and that will spread its fragrance.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So
Hare Krishna.
We'll end here on this podcast. We'll take it forward. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.